and welcome to the Home Staging Tips Podcast, the place to be if you need home staging tips because you are selling your house soon. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, so let's get started with this new episode. Hi, and welcome to another home staging episode. Today we are going to talk about your master bedroom and how to redesign it for under $300. Now you're probably thinking, there is no way that you can only spend $300 on your master bedroom. Well, some of you may be staging your house to sell it soon, or maybe you just want to refresh your master bedroom because you're just really tired of it. But I'm here to tell you that you don't need to spend a fortune on redesigning your master bedroom. With a few simple updates, you can refresh it in a few easy steps, starting with the furniture layout. Now, the first thing you need to consider is you may want to move some furniture around, which is the least expensive thing to do because all you're doing is just moving stuff around, right? But what you may not realize, the layout depends on one major factor, and that's the shape of the room. Some of you have more square bedrooms, others may have more rectangular rooms, the size really doesn't matter. It really comes into the equation when you have too many furniture pieces, because let's face it, the things you really need in a master bedroom are a bed, nightstands, and a dresser or an armoire. Everything else is extra, including that TV, but I know the TV sometimes is necessary, so it can go on top of the dresser if you really want one in there. I can't explain to you right now unless I showed you pictures, which we can't do it in this fashion here, but if you go to my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com, I have a blog called Redesign Your Master Bedroom for Under $300, and on there I have some pictures of some layout plans and how you can arrange your bedroom in a rectangular shaped room. So if you you may think that windows may be an obstacle, but really you can put a headboard up against those windows, and then you can use curtains behind that headboard to give you, number one, color, number two, block out that light so it doesn't wake you up really early in the morning, and it becomes a wonderful backdrop behind the bed. So you may want to think about, you know, putting the bed, moving the bed up against the windows. It's okay. It's not like breaking a rule or something, all right? So once you decide on the layout and you move the furniture in its final location, you can then move on to the next thing, which is color. And here I'm going to talk about wall color specifically, but then also color in general that you want to have in the room. So maybe you're tired of the gray or the beige walls in your room. You can just consider painting just the wall at the head of the bed too, if there are no curtains there, right? If it's just an actual wall. And this will help create a focal point and add a splash of color. Like maybe you decide to paint that wall like a turquoise blue or a black to give it some drama, okay? It's only one wall, all right? So you can always fix that if you need to. Believe it or not, though, there is a science to the color of the bedroom walls that helps you sleep better. Do you know which wall color helps you sleep better? You might be surprised. It's actually blue. Blue being the number one color. And I'm going to click on the link I have in my article, and it talks about the best bedroom colors for sleep. So color does affect the mood. So like I said, blue is the best color for sleep, followed by yellow. Yellow is a happy color. And it talks about, like, the participants get 7 hours and 40 minutes of sleep. So if you wake up to happy yellow sunshine walls, or maybe your bedding is yellow, right? Green is the third color to help you sleep better at 7 hours and 36 minutes. And then silver or gray. Yeah, that's number four. Orange is five, which is a very vibrant color. So you might want to consider just one wall versus all. But again, take a look at that article on my blog and you can see all the different colors that you can choose to paint your room if you're looking to change the wall color up. Okay, so that's the second thing. So we talked about the room, furniture arrangement, and the wall color. Next, we're going to talk about bedding. Your bedding is another way to add color and change up the look of your master bedroom. I love to go with a simple bed in a bag. And if you've seen those, like in places like Tuesday Morning, Ross, HomeGoods, and depending on the size of your bed, they can run up to $100, maybe more, depending on what you're looking for. And I had a couple of bedrooms where I didn't want to change the wall color, or we did, and then we based it off of that to see, okay, what bedding goes with that wall color. Sometimes may want to go reverse. I like to do the reverse. I like to go pick the bedding out, like what makes me happy with the bedding, and then use that to help decide on the wall color. Okay, so that's an option too. Then also think about throw pillows. Those are a great way to bring in color. And blues and greens are soothing and a calming color. And throw pillows can run about like $15 a pillow, depends on where you find them. Sometimes you can get them from like 10, $12, right? So if you use three throw pillows along with two standard pillows, you have a fantastic looking bed, right? New covers, new pillows. It just brightens up the space, okay? So next, I want to talk about curtains. Curtains are another great way to change it up a bit. If you have the curtain rods, you can easily find curtains in places like Tuesday Morning or Wayfair online in all different lengths and colors. Maybe you need the kind that is the sun blocking ones, because it gets really bright in there. They have all those different kinds of options. And I love to be able to find deals, and Tuesday Morning is my favorite place to find that because you can get a nice set of curtains for $25. So for one window, $25. So if you have two windows, that's $50 right there. Other places, like Bed Bath & Beyond, they cost a little bit more. So again, it really depends on the style that you're looking for. I like the kinds with the grommets, as they call it. It's the little holes, like the big round holes at the top of the curtain, versus the kind that you slide it through a sleeve, the ones with the grommets are easier to slide open if you need to open up the curtains. So that's my personal preference. But again, up to you on what kind of curtains you want to have. Curtains also, like I said, help block out the light. And if you have wooden floors in your bedroom, it can deaden the sound in that room too. So they are one of the least expensive ways that you can update the look in your master bedroom. Just be sure to hang them all the way to the floor of your room to help make the room feel taller. And I've explained how to hang curtains in another episode here and on my blog, so you can take a look at that as well if you're not sure. And then the last thing we can do to change up your master bedroom is add some artwork. I love to use canvas art or metal artwork above the bed because that's the focal point of the room. And whether you're staging your room or whether you're going to live in it a little bit longer, you just want something different, put something above that headboard, okay? I'm not saying hang it up high. Again, if you need some refreshers on how high to hang the artwork and things like that, I have another episode about that as well. But yeah, there's so many different ways that you can use artwork also to help you decide on the color of the room. So maybe you find some green pillows and green artwork. Maybe you have a tree or a picture, something like that, something with nature. And you have white sheets and like maybe cream colored walls. That green will pop and make it look so inviting and just nature. And it just, oh, yeah, I can totally see that. Can you? So there are lots of ways to add artwork. And one things that I like to use is like one major piece of canvas, like I said, and you can find them at places like Kirkland's or Hobby Lobby. They also have those things, and you can also look online at Wayfair for some great deals. Okay, even thrift stores, Habitat for Humanity Restore has some fantastic pictures there too. You can definitely use frame pictures if you want. I just find it hard to hang those up sometimes because they can get so heavy. So again, up to you, but you can find some great deals in Kirkland's, especially. They have big pieces for like $50, $60, and you can easily throw that up there. So, if you aren't keeping track of all this, let me give you the breakdown here of how you can spend $300 or less on updating your master bedroom. So, we talked about furniture arrangement. That's zero, right? Okay, because it's just you moving things around. Wall color. I forgot to mention, Benjamin Moore does have a calculator for how much paint you need, depending on the wall height, how many windows you have, how many doors you have. It'll calculate how many gallons of paint you need. So normally you can probably spend about 30 bucks a gallon or more, depending on where you get your paint from. So if you need 2 gallons for a room, that's 60 bucks. Okay. So furniture arrangement, zero. Wall color, 60 bucks. Bedding, about $100 if you do the bed in a bag. Throw pillows, if you get 3 of those, is 40 bucks. Curtains, another 50. Artwork, another 50. And that gets you to $300. So again, you may not need all of these things to update your room. So you may spend less than $300. So yeah, you can help your convince your husband or your significant other to say, look, I only spent this much just to update and look how great it looks. So it can cost less if you get a deal on artwork or bedding, or if you don't need to repaint it. So I hope this inspires you to try something new if you want to get a new look for your master bedroom. But if you still need some decorating help, contact me for a consultation. I would love to help you out. Hope you have a great rest of the day.